Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us once again, the one and only Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. How you doing, Dave?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Great. Great to talk to you. Megadeth is heading to Europe for the summer festivals like Wacken and Bloodstock. Dave, is there a different rush to being on stage in countries where metal represents a different kind of release for those fans because of their cultural and geographical circumstances?
That's such a great question, Jackie. You're absolutely right. Each country has, you know, I mean, granted, with the dissolution of all of these borders everywhere and, you know, people migrating as much as they have in the last couple of decades, countries are losing their personality and identity, but there's still something really amazing about going to a foreign country and playing to them because, you know, each audience has its own particular nuance. You know, I remember one time we played with AC/DC in Germany, and I could have swore, I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything because I'm part German, but I'd seen so much Lederhosen in my life.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us tonight. And right now, a tune off the new Suicide Silence album, You Can't Stop Me, which came out this week. This is Don't Die. Full Metal Jackie with Entombed heard Suicide Silence in there. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us this week. David Ellison recently posted on Facebook that the two of you had started kicking around ideas for the next album. Dave, what makes the embryonic part of songwriting enjoyable for you?
Well, knowing that there's going to be a finished product at some point, you know, making the songs are always fun, but, you know, we didn't have a lot of time in between the last couple of records. We were recording while we were touring, and we would come home, go right into the studio, and having the luxury now to be able to, you know, sit with the songs for a little while, digest them, that's really helpful. You know, we had that kind of time when we did Countdown, when we did Rust in Peace. You know, when we did Peace Sells, we wrote that while we were on tour for 72 weeks. That was one of the longest tours of my life. And of course, with Killing, I have my whole life to write it. So a lot of this, the success, the successors to those super popular records, kind of came out with not a lot of time to develop the songs. And I feel really confident about that right now.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break still to come this hour. New music from El Nino, Joss's weekly pick from the Pit, and of course, more with Dave Mustaine. Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us this week. And Dave, how have you changed most as a musician in terms of how your style has evolved and music you hear other than your own that inspires you?
Well, believe it or not, I've gotten very, very comfortable in my skin. For the longest time, I really didn't believe in my guitar playing, there's a lot of psychological damage that had taken place over the years after I left Metallica because of all of the negative stuff that was said about me. And it really, I'm not going to say it hurt because that makes me sound like a puss, but it was very discouraging. And at one point I started to realize, you know, wow, this actually, you know, is what I was meant to do. I've influenced a lot of people and I'm actually enjoying myself. So, you know, gotta get off of the pity pot, and then, you know, seeing the success of the records, the attendance at the shows, the ranking in the charts, where I stand as a guitar player, and, you know, what I've done, it really, at the end of the day, it makes you feel great. And still, I always go back to the same thing, Jackie, I've said this to you before, no matter what anybody says about me, I know that, you know, the fans' investment and belief in me, you know, us getting that soup kitchen in Haiti and the one in Mexico, it's like, that's the greatest thing ever, knowing that you know, my playing guitar is helping feed widows and orphans. That is so awesome.
It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up, and Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us. He'll pick a tune as well. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. And Dave, how reflective did you get about the significance of United States history when you recorded a version of the national anthem for the movie America?
You know, that was really interesting because they had asked me to do that, and you know, it's no secret I'm not an Obama supporter, and I think everybody right now is getting to experience the I told you so's. But, you know, I'm not one of those guys to say that. When Dinesh D'Souza had come out as a debate He was doing a debate against somebody, I can't remember who it was. I found him to be very educated and very interesting. And you know, he wasn't trying to persuade me to be a conservative or be a Republican. He was just talking, because I'm an independent. And, you know, I thought that he was really, really intelligent. And I saw the screening for America, and I thought, you know, this is fantastic, because there's so much misinformation that's going around with this whole guilt trip that they're laying down on people that are successful. And they asked, you know, would I do the national anthem? And I said, well, no, I don't think so. You know, because, I mean, Hendrix already did that. He would do it your way. And I said, well, if I did it my way, I would just like to really play it how it is, but very soulful, because, you know, so many people play the anthem and they destroy it with all this ad-libbing and wanking and stuff like that. And, you know, for me, it was really rewarding. It's pretty straightforward, but, you know, I like it. I've already got an offer to play for the Raiders in September, which is, you know, the 200th anniversary of the national anthem. So, hell, it paid off already.
The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up next, along with more with the one and only Dave Mustaine. Coconut Dracula from Islander. Those guys are out on the Mayhem Festival this summer. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us. And Dave, can you give us any kind of update or status on where things are at with new music?
Sure. I'm just kind of, you know, fiddling around with songs. I sent a song over to management. You know, I'm working with Ron Lafitte again, and Ron and I were together during, you know, the heyday Megadeth's biggest records, Rust and Countdown and Youth. He's a metal fan. We've been friends for a really long time, and I was interested to see what his opinion was, because the last guy that we had managing us was a really sweetheart of a guy, but he wasn't really, you know, born in the wool, if you know what I mean. So he didn't really understand metal that much. And if I would have sent him a song, you know, he could have said it was great, but deep down inside, I believe I probably would have said, yeah, what do you know? But, you know, I sent a song over to Ron, and he freaked out, because he said it's like, that's the old school stuff, and I can't wait to see what this happens. And, you know, this is a guy that wouldn't say stuff like that unless he was serious. And the band guys are all excited about it, too. Now, as far as collaborating and stuff like that for new music, that's on these guys' shoulders. I've got, in my Pro Tools rig, I've been working on, I have over 130 songs that I've been working on, and just pieces of stuff, and saving them, and fixing them, and making them right, and making them more complex, and more melodic, and heavier, and stuff. And, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm just going to see what these guys do, if they're going to, you know, hang out and just let, you know, just rely on me, or if they've got some ideas up their sleeve. And the other thing, too, is, like, a song isn't just music. There's lyrics to it, too, and the melody. You know, I can have a great-sounding song, but the vocal line could suck. You know, so, you know, having someone come in and say, hey, try this, is always great.
Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us. Again, Megadeth has quite a few shows coming up. Go to Megadeth.com for the full list. Dave, really appreciate you being on the show, and hope to see you soon.
Oh, you got it, Jackie.
Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.